Welcome back. Weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Final segment for me and Scott before the end of the Big Ten tournament and the rest of the tournaments. And then also on Sunday, obviously tomorrow would be Selection Sunday. Now, unfortunately, the tournament will kind of already be getting underway next week when we have our next show. So we won't get to do, Scott, a bracket predictor, so to speak. So what we thought we would do, since we can't go all the way through the field because it'll already be through the round of 64 by the time it gets back to us, is I thought we would go through some teams, three teams that we really like to make deep runs, and three teams that we think people should avoid when filling out their bracket, three teams that we think are going to get knocked out kind of early. And I'll start with, let's do the teams that we like first, and I will give you my three and why, and then I want to hear your three and why, Scott. First of all, Notre Dame. Okay, now nobody is giving Notre Dame a lot of credit, but I will tell you one thing from the times that I've seen Notre Dame play this year. First of all, they've played a killer schedule. Okay, everybody in the Big East has played a killer schedule, and they've beaten basically every single ranked team on their schedule. They're 8-4 against the top 25 this year, and they've won games both on the road and at home. And to me, that speaks well for a team as they go into the tournament. Number two, I think that losing to Louisville in the Big East tournament is a good thing. In a competitive conference tournament like the Big East, I don't think it's necessarily great to go in and win that conference tournament. I think of Syracuse a couple years ago, who had to go four straight days, win the conference tournament in the Big East, then they lost to Vermont as a five seed. And so I look at that, and I think losing that game, getting a couple extra days of rest, being able to get your bearings straight, I think that's going to help Notre Dame. And number three, Notre Dame punishes teams for making mistakes better than any team in the country. I've seen it all year long. When you turn the ball over against Notre Dame, they're going to hit a three. It's kind of like those Duke dagger threes. So I'm a big believer in Notre Dame. I think they can make a deep run. Number two, Texas A&M. And any Michigan State fan who loves watching Big Ten quality basketball, likes watching Michigan State style of basketball, not this year Michigan State, but other years Michigan State, I think we'll really like watching Texas A&M. Okay, they can push the ball, but they're physical, they rebound, they shoot well, they're fundamentally sound. They're just a solid basketball team. They've got quality wins up and down the board, and they've got nine deep on their roster. And that's a solid quality to have when you're going into the tournament. So if you get into foul trouble with your big men, Texas A&M goes four deep with their big men, and that's a lot of fouls to give up. And finally, Marquette. And I know Marquette won 20-14 this year, but I think Marquette getting beat up in the Big East is going to be huge for them. I think that it's going to be a battle-tested group. I love the athleticism of this team. I think they can run teams out of the gym. I mean, you got five guys that are 6'5 and athletic on that team, and I think Marquette can do some great things. Give me your three teams that you think are going to do well.
Yeah, well, I channeled my inner early 2000. I've got UNC as my first. I like teams that come in hot. Last year, you look at Butler, they had won an obscene amount of games in a row. UNC, North Carolina, they've won 13-14. Their only loss at Duke. I'm not going to take much away from anybody who loses at Duke. Another thing, it's tough when I'm trying to predict my bracket because you hear so many different ways to do it. But there's one where you look at pro players, guys who are going to be in the NBA. Every championship team has at least one first round pick, it seems like. Mm-hmm. And I mean, North Carolina has it in Harrison Barnes. He could be the number one overall pick. Then when you look at their point guard, Kendall Marshall, he's really turned on. Watching him has been a lot of fun. And they have a couple of bigs, not necessarily huge guys like Tyler Zeller, 7'2", 240. But then you have Henson beside him, who's 6'10", 6'11". That's tough to match up with. They're not going to knock you around inside. And, I mean, it's tough. They could still be a number one seed, so I don't want to feel like I'm picking just
no, but
the
I get what
teams.
You're saying, because North Carolina is a team that they're young,
yeah,
and they're getting better as it's kind of like Texas. They're getting better as the season goes along. So
exactly.
You can't really look at the first half of their season. You got to look at the second half, and that's the team we're going to see in the tournament.
And really, and you mentioned Texas. It was a toss-up for me to pick between one of those two. Now, my obligatory Big East pick is UConn. And as you were giving your description, I kind of had to think back on it because they're kind of running into that same situation that Syracuse had, where they have to run the gauntlet of playing in every round yep. of the Big East tournament. But I just love watching Kemba Walker play.
He's a fantastic player. He is. It's a shame he had sort of a rundown in the middle of the season, because he really is, in my opinion, in a one-game situation, he's the top player I want on my team.
Yeah, I take him above anybody else. Oriaki is not a bad big man, and Lamb's actually been playing pretty well through this tournament. And like I said, I always have to pick one Big East team. It just happens to be UConn this time. And then finally, to round out my top three, Arizona. Nobody's
talking about
Nobody's
Arizona.
I mean, you talk out west, you hear BYU and Jimmer Fredette, maybe San Diego State. Nobody ever said anything about the Pac-10. We've mentioned it because it's down, and Washington's the only win the MSU has. But Arizona went through, four losses in the Pac-10.
27-6 on the season.
Yeah, it's a good season. They have Derek Williams, who I believe he's Ken Pomeroy's most efficient offensive player, averages 19 points a game. Young guy, sophomore, they're kind of, you don't know a lot about them, but I'm not going to count out the talent that they have out there.
No, and I think that's a valid point. I think the Pac-10 is a little better than people are giving them credit for. I don't think it's a great conference, but I think it's a little bit better.
Well, and if they happen, and it's so tough because we don't know what the matchups, where people are going to be. You have to figure they might be playing out west, and really, they're the only team that's out there. Everybody else will have to fly out there, it seems like.
It's a very valid point. Three teams that we don't like. Scott, do you want to name off your three teams that you don't like first? Go ahead.
Yeah, I go opposite of you. I don't like Notre Dame.
Okay.
And it goes against kind of what I say. They are kind of hot. Going through the Big East, you're not going to win every game down the stretch, but they've done well. Their strength of schedule is only 25, which kind of puts me off a little bit because we keep hearing how the Big East is
right.
bigger and better than everything else, and then the Big Ten teams have the top 10
strength Notre Dame's out-of-conference right. schedule was not fantastic.
And they have done well. It's tough to discount that, but and I go either way with this because they're a three-point shooting team. They're, I think, 15th in the nation with three-point percentage, and I love a team that can shoot in the tournament. You get hot, you can go forever. If you get cold, you're done early. And I just don't like Ansbrose.
Yeah, the one thing I will say about Notre Dame, in addition to that three-point shooting, Notre Dame also averages right around 38 rebounds a game, which is top 40 in the nation, but it's still a decent amount of rebounds that where if you are missing shots, it shows me that you're still capable of getting rebounds and extra offensive possessions.
And that is big because, like we said, three-point shooting, if you're missing, you're done. I don't think Ohio State's going to go that far. I think
what's the main issue with them?
Depth.
Okay.
I think they just don't run. They have some guys, but they just don't give them any run. If you're playing seven guys back-to-back weekends, say somebody gets in foul trouble, say somebody gets nicked up, and they're playing again today, they might play tomorrow. And they've blown some people out recently, but I've seen them play down so much to keep things close, and that's dangerous. But I do like their shooting. I just don't think they're going to make it past the Sweet 16.
I think depth could definitely be an issue with them, but I do look at teams such as St. John's back in the early 2000s that ran six-man rotations and were still able to get to like the Elite Eight. So it's possible, but I can see where
they have a
from.
Good setup, but I think they might lose. And Kentucky, they've got pro potential with Brandon Knight and Terrence Jones, two freshmen, and I haven't heard much about them. The SEC is kind of down. I don't think they're going to do that well.
Kentucky hasn't gelled this year like usual. My three teams, I'm going to go Kansas State. I think Kansas State has peaked too early. They've taken too much to dig themselves out of the hole that they dug themselves, and I think that they're going to end up peaking and then getting knocked out early this year. St. John's, who has had a fantastic season under Steve Lavin, and it kills me to say that St. John's is going to be out of this tournament early, but the bottom line is they haven't beaten anybody away from Madison Square Garden. And listen to these losses. At Notre Dame, at Louisville, at Georgetown, at Seton Hall, at blah, 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 blah. Every time they're on the road, that's when they lose their games.
There's no first, second round games in Madison Square Garden, are
no.
there?
No. And number three, San Diego State. I know they're 31-2, but people, their best wins this year, Gonzaga and St. Mary's early in the year. Other than that, they haven't played anybody besides BYU, and they lost by 13 both times they played BYU. Let's talk Big Ten tournament real quick. What do you think goes on today between Penn State and Michigan State?
Well, I hope they score more than 65 combined points. No. I think I like Michigan State chance. It all depends on health. If Kalen Lucas is there to go, if Delvon Rowe is there to go, I like their chances.
As we've talked about a number of times in this show, this is the way we know if Michigan State's run yesterday against Purdue is going to be the tell or not. Well, enjoy that game. Enjoy the rest of the games. Good luck to Michigan State on Selection Sunday. It's weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.